Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Sexual addiction. Is there such a thing? You bet there is. And, of course, the much publicized antics of some public figures these days have certainly brought the idea of sexual addiction to our attention. So let me start with the definition of addiction. This is according to expert Ann Wilson Schaaf, who has written a great deal about process addictions, and she says, an addiction is a substance or a process that keeps us out of touch with what we know and what we feel. And an addiction is also defined as continued use despite adverse consequences. So using that broad definition, any process that you use to stay out of touch with your feelings could be considered an addiction. You know anyone who's addicted to cleaning? Ever been around one of those people? You can feel their unmet emotional need driving the cleaning behavior. Sexual addiction is very often a response to having been sexually abused in the past. For those of you who know the work of Dr. Doris Cohen, who's written a book called Repetition, and her website is healingrepetition.com, you know that in order to heal, we often repeat patterns to try to bring healing to an area that's not healed. We're also in a situation where we have the Pope going back 30 years ago to talk about priests sexually abusing children. These priests have sexual addiction. Otherwise, why would they do this? Continual use despite adverse consequences. Now, what do you do about it? It is a particularly difficult addiction to deal with, but it certainly helps if you can name it. I've learned that if you can name an addiction, you have a chance of healing it. And part of healing any addiction is the 12-step program. So the first step of the 12-step program is we admitted we were powerless over whatever it is, drinking, sex with strangers, whatever. Number two, step two, came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, turned our lives over to that power. For those of you who think that you might have sexual addiction, there are 12-step meetings called Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. I'm a major fan of the 12-step program, and I believe that all of us have areas that could use that approach. But sexual addiction is absolutely real. It destroys families, and help is available. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.